Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers. It's the Monday Matters podcast, and today's episode, we are going to talk about mineral deficiencies. Minerals, vitamins and minerals are essential for our bodily functions. Our organs need them. We need minerals and vitamins every day in order for our body to do the day-to-day basic functions. The problem is starting to occur because we are getting mineral deficiencies found in most humans, most people who are tested, and they don't necessarily test us very well here in Canada, but when tested, are mineral deficient. We don't have the amount that our body is needing to function optimally. Therefore, there's a need to supplement. But before you start running to the drugstore and buying bottles and bottles of zinc and iron and all that kind of stuff, let's just talk a little bit about what is mineral deficiency? How does it start to happen? Because it can be cumulative, it can get worse over time. But how does it get started? How do we start becoming deficient in our minerals? What can we do before we supplement to improve our minerals? And, you know, what are the signs and symptoms that we might be mineral deficient to know that it's important for us to be looking into this, challenging ourselves and our thought processes regarding our mineral deficiencies? So first of all, what are the minerals that we're talking about for the most part? Now, there's way more than this, but the main ones that we talk about are calcium, iron, magnesium, potassium, and zinc. Those are our minerals that we need to survive and are often depleted in or deficient in or do not have enough of. Those are our main minerals. They have studied our food sources where we get these minerals from. So these are things that our body doesn't make. So our body will, you know, makes our hormones, like our melatonin is reproduced within our body. Even though you can buy a bottle of melatonin on the shelf, melatonin is something our body can make. We need to get calcium. Our body doesn't make it. It's needed. It just doesn't make it. We need to get magnesium into us because we need magnesium, but we don't make it. Okay. Is that making sense? So we have to make sure that we are getting these minerals into us and they come from our food sources. But the problem is our food sources are also becoming deficient in these minerals. The way that we have been farming and treating the soil depletes the minerals in the soil. If the soil doesn't have the minerals in it, the fruits and the vegetables don't have the minerals. And so if the soil doesn't have it and the fruits and vegetables don't have it, and then we consume said fruits and vegetables, and then we are not getting as many minerals as we were maybe 100 years ago. So they've been testing the potassium levels of a banana over the last, I think the study that I had read was 30 years. In the past 30 years, they've been studying the levels of potassium in a banana, and it is significantly less. I don't want to say a number because I'm terrible with numbers, but it's a big deal. The banana nowadays is not giving you the same amount of potassium that you need for your body to survive as it used to. So, and that's with every food, not just the banana. That's all of our foods are not serving us the way they used to 30 years ago. So, you know, if your grandmother says, well, we never had to pop that many supplements and all that kind of stuff. No, grandma, you didn't. Your food actually gave it to you. As long as you were making lots of great, fabulous soups and having beets from the garden and doing all of those things, you didn't need to have these supplements. But that's not necessarily the case anymore. And so it's important for us to start talking about what does our body need to function optimally and to feel good, and how do we get that into us, even if we're eating a really wonderful whole diet full of fruits, vegetables, and grass-fed organic meat. Okay, let's talk about why you would... So I'm going to just tell you, most people are a little bit, or are, mineral deficient. So we don't necessarily need to rush out and get everybody tested. It's a fairly safe assumption to say that most people have some deficiencies, or we could improve on our mineral intake. That doesn't mean everybody needs to rush out and supplement with minerals, but we need to look at our leaky gut. That's what we're going to talk about. One of the things we're going to talk about, why we would be deficient in minerals, even if we're eating them well. And we're going to talk about, you know, ways to get, after we've healed that, ways we can get more fruits and vegetables and things into our diet so that we can be supplementing ourselves through our own food. And then once you're doing that, then you start deciding which of the supplements you might be low in. And that's when testing would be very useful, if we could be getting tested for these minerals, so that we are supplementing appropriately after we've done sort of the basis, the ground, grassroots beginning part of making sure we're healthy enough to start supplementing. I always hate offering people the band-aid solution of popping pills and supplements if I don't think that their body's absorbing nutrients and minerals well, and healing that is first and foremost. Okay, so we've talked about the minerals: calcium, iron, magnesium, potassium, and zinc. Those are the minerals that our body needs to function. If we are deficient, here are some of the whispers that our body would give us if we're deficient in minerals. The list was so long that as I was researching this, I pulled up about 4 different articles to compare all the different signs and symptoms that you were mineral deficient. And the lists were so long, like literally everything that people complain about could relate back to, not always, but could relate back to being deficient in a mineral. So bear that in mind. One of the signs and symptoms of a mineral deficiency is being weak in bones, nails, and hair. So that seems like a pretty obvious one. I mean, we used to be told as kids, you got to drink your milk so that you have strong bones and teeth. Well, there you go. When you are deficient in calcium, which comes from milk or dairy, not all, there's other sources of calcium, but when we have sort of started to wean away from drinking as much cow's milk, our calcium is lower. Therefore, we may have a calcium deficiency, and that shows up with weak bones, hair, and nails. One of the ones that I've known about, but I don't think I talk about as much with people, is how much of a role magnesium plays in our respiratory system. So if you are feeling as you age that you are getting more and more out of breath and you're calling it out of shape, God, I'm out of shape. I walk a set of stairs. I'm so out of shape these days. It could be a magnesium deficiency. It plays a huge role in our cardiovascular health. So you might be out of shape. You might need to walk those stairs a few more times. I'm not saying that's not the cause, but the out of breath symptom can have a lot to do with a magnesium deficiency. Fatigue, tiredness, just, you know, not having enough energy definitely can be a symptom of a mineral deficiency. Low iron, low magnesium, all of them actually can make you feel just drained. Waking up exhausted can be a mineral deficiency. I love when there's the contradictory ones, like having appetite loss or severe hunger and cravings. Both can be symptoms of mineral deficiency. So that's always fun. You don't know which, if you have one or the other, both of them could be pointing in the direction of a mineral deficiency. An impaired immune system. So if you are somebody who catches every cold that goes by and feel like your immune system's kind of weak, that could be a sign of a mineral deficiency. One of the other ones that shows up here in the gym a lot is numbness and tingling in extremities. So when your hands and feet go numb and tingle, a lot of times I see this in the gym. People, their feet hurt when they're exercising and they're kicking their shoes off. And I've been yelling at everyone, are you getting enough magnesium? Are you getting enough magnesium? But I also was reading in these studies that it's not just the magnesium, it's magnesium, potassium. So maybe you've listened to me and said, yeah, I'm going to take my magnesium, but it's not just the magnesium you're deficient in. And if that's the only supplement you're getting and still having the tingling, it might be more to it than that. You might be needing to supplement with other minerals as well. So the numbing, tingling, and weakness of your extremities can be a sign that you might be mineral deficient. Here's another one of those contradictory ones that I think is awesome. Constipation and diarrhea, both can be signs of mineral deficiency. Bloating, heartburn, any of those gastrointestinal sort of ailments that we complain about. And it makes sense. Because when I start talking to how we become mineral deficient, not just the signs and symptoms, and our unhealthy microbiome and leaky gut is one of the ways we become mineral deficient. With a leaky gut often goes all of these gastro issues, the bloating, the constipation, the heartburn, all of that kind of stuff. And then the last, not the last, but the last piece I'm going to be talking about today that can be telling you that you are deficient in minerals is the brain fog, concentration piece. You know, if you're starting to lose some of the nouns and verbs like I am, or you, it could be that your body's needing more minerals and not able to obtain the required amount. They have sort of a, as we age, we need more, but as we age, we sometimes eat less or less nutrient dense foods. So the brain fog and the ability to concentrate and stay focused and to remember what you were doing at any given moment, if that's a challenge, it might be because of a mineral deficiency. Okay, fair enough. I don't know very many people in my world who haven't checked a few of the boxes that I've been talking about. Mineral deficiency is a pretty blanket condition that people are managing or suffering from in North America right now. So let's talk about why. We talked about the food quality, first of all, but there's other reasons. Even if we were eating, you know, three meals a day, you know, food scarcity wasn't an issue. We were not on a really, really restricted low-calorie diet. We're eating fairly normal. In North America, we eat more processed food, convenience foods, bars in packages, protein shakes that are in drinks. We eat more processed food now than we ever have before due to the convenience of all of it. And those processed foods do not have the same amount of nutrients, minerals, vitamins that are something real that we've made and grown in our garden is going to have. So even if we grow something in our garden, it's going to be a little bit less than the one our grandma grew 40, 50 years ago. Okay, so we're behind the eight ball with that. But now how many of us are on a regular daily basis eating anything that we grew in our garden? I know we're not. And if it's not being grown in our garden and it's being grown in a huge commercial space, is it getting the same quality of nutrients into it when you're growing it? And how many of us are eating a ton of fruits and vegetables daily that are not somewhat packaged up? I think I know that I eat more processed foods even when being super aware. I eat a lot of processed foods that are easy for me to grab and bring to work and have quickly at lunchtime. I'm not getting what I need from those foods because I'm not making them or I'm not getting the whole foods. They're packaged up. So that's one of the things that causes us to be deficient is the quality of food that we're choosing on a regular basis. because of that, because we have this sort of lower grade quality of food that we are able to access and do access, and because of the toxins in our environment that we are now managing on a regular basis, our gut has become leaky and permeable, meaning there's little tiny holes in our stomach that are not supposed to be there, and it leaks those minerals that are supposed to be traveling throughout our entire system, and we are not absorbing them. They're not being utilized. So even if we're eating enough, if we have leaky gut symptoms like the gastro ones I was talking about and the brain fog and the inflammation, if we have arthritis, any of those sorts of inflammatory markers, then we probably are not getting enough minerals and nutrients because we have a leaky gut. That's what tells us that it's not functioning. If we were absorbing all of the good things, we wouldn't have that inflammation necessarily. Okay. So leaky gut is another reason why we might be mineral deficient. And just like I'm saying, most of us are deficient in minerals, a lot of us also have a leaky gut. So that impacts our absorption. Alcohol is another thing. Alcohol in the system will deplete our minerals. So if you are a regular consumer of a few drinks a day or multiple drinks in a week, it is hard for your body to be able to absorb the minerals as appropriately, even if you're getting them and even if they're supplemented. So alcohol definitely depletes our mineral reserves. And our menstrual cycles. So some people are, you know, because of all of the other things that I've been referring to, having really heavy menstrual cycles nowadays. And that can also deplete our reserves as far as our iron and magnesium and zinc. So for all of those reasons why, for all of those causes of mineral deficiency, it makes sense that the majority of people are deficient. So what are we going to do about it? Well, you want to start with things like healing that gut. And that's a whole other podcast episode. If you haven't heard it, I do have other episodes. I'm doing another one up again in the next couple of weeks. But healing a gut is a process, but it is it's not impossible. There are many ways for you to go about starting to improve the quality of your microbiome, and that will significantly improve the absorption of your minerals and vitamins. So that's where you would start. You start with the diet. So taking away a lot of the processed foods, high salt, high sugar, lots of flour, take all of that kind of the white flour, take that out of your diet. That gives your body that break that it needs for digesting the difficult things to digest and allows it to start to heal when the gut is healing, because it's not working so hard at digesting the difficult things. As it heals, it can absorb better. You might be able to improve the quality of your mineral absorption just by healing that gut. So checking in with your diet, what parts of the things that you are eating are super easy to get your hands on and packaged, and are they maybe not serving you down the road or not serving you actually right now and increasing the difficulties that you may be having down the road. Okay, so let's say, for example, you eat a pretty clean diet. Like there's not too much you're going to change about that. You've done the work to heal your gut. You're not feeling like you have a lot of stomach issues anymore. Bloating has definitely gone down. You aren't constipated. You're not having diarrhea. You feel pretty good that way, but feet are still tingling. You still think you probably could have more energy in life. You still have brain fog coming up. What can you do about that? Well, I mean, if I'm being totally honest, my favorite thing is to have my DNA tested and get a product called Utrition. This is just a plug for that, but that's why I went the route I did with the nucleogenics and the DNA company, is because I wanted to know what to supplement my body with without the guessing. Should I take this? Should I need vitamin D? What kind of, how many B12s do I need? I don't know. I don't want to be able to figure that out. In Canada, it's difficult to test for that and to then, you know, supplement and then retest again. Did it work? Was that the right guess? I couldn't figure all of that out. So I found the Nucleogenics company that creates a product of minerals and vitamins based on my DNA. And that's what I'm using. But before I did that, before I was doing the nutrition, I was, you know, increasing my magnesium and doing that trial and error for about a month and seeing what improved. Did it help? Did I have less tingling? Did the constipation stop? You know, did my brain fog clear? Magnesium is super important for my sleep. I definitely noticed when I started increasing my level of magnesium that my sleep improved. And I'm going to do a whole podcast just on magnesium for people who are not using the nutrition, because when you go to buy magnesium, there's all different kinds. I shouldn't say that. There should be all different kinds, because there is all different kinds of magnesium. I went to the drugstore in Fort Qu'Appelle and could not find all different kinds, because I was going to buy one of each so that I could, you know, create a visual here in my office of, okay, if this is what you're complaining about, this is the kind of magnesium that works for you. But we didn't have those options here. They definitely exist. You can buy all the different kinds of magnesium, and each of them support a different thing. So it's important for you to choose the right kind of magnesium for the things that you are, you know, worrying about, or the things that are bought, or your ailments, like whether it's sleep or stomach troubles and things like that. So magnesium is a whole separate topic because it's a big one, but that's a good place to start. I don't know anybody who shouldn't be on a magnesium supplement. The kind, the amount, how many milligrams you should be taking, that's something you need to be talking over with your healthcare provider or myself or Dr. Node, because that's, I'm not going to do that as a blanket. You should take X amount of magnesium oxidate or magnesium citrate. That's not what this podcast is for, but definitely reach out and start talking about magnesium with somebody, because it's kind of the easiest one to get started with and everyone would benefit from it. If you are exercising a lot, you are depleting your minerals through being lost through your sweat. So even our kids could be increasing their minerals. When Kata was training really hard and going through growth spurts and trying to grow and trying to work out and lift weights really heavy and do all the things, she was like kind of getting sore like an old lady, like wrist sore, knees were sore, everything wasn't. And that's what Dr. Node gave her first and foremost, mineral drops. We put the mineral drops. She dropped 10 drops into a drink of water, and she would shoot that back in the morning. And just to get her body back up to the levels that it needed to be at for her to do the things that she was asking her body to do on a regular basis. And so we still have these mineral drops. And when she gets super busy and is doing, you know, dancing all weekend long and lots of volleyball competitions and then coming back and doing phys ed and all the rest of it, I've seen her put the drops back into her world, because I think she can tell the difference. It helps with the energy and, you know, tiredness. When you just feel like you're missing something, like what could be missing? It could be pointing to minerals. Very likely could be pointing to minerals. So just give yourself a check-in. What are the simple things that you could be starting with? There's no point in buying a lot of expensive supplements when you are eating a lot of store-bought takeout kinds of food, drinking a lot of alcohol, you know, doing things to sabotage the mineral absorption anyway. If that's the case, if that's what's, you know, don't buy the supplements just yet. there's so many things you can do to feel better that are free. Start there. And then when you've managed some of those freebies and you are fitting more fruits and vegetables in and you have reduced the alcohol consumption, now it's like, okay, I can go that next level. These will actually work. I will be absorbing them. It's the same thing with the nutrition. I use the word deserve, but that's not really it. It wasn't that I didn't deserve, but I didn't feel like I was ready. Corey's been on nutrition for probably 6 months already, and I wasn't, because I needed to do other things to heal my intestinal tract before I started spending the money on the fancy supplement. Once I started feeling like I had put that work in and I was feeling so much better as far as the leaky gut symptoms went, now I'm on the nutrition and feel like, okay, it's going to actually be able to be absorbed and I'm going to be utilizing it. Now it is worth it for me to be on there. But it took me about 6 months longer than it took Corey to get to the point where I thought, okay, this is now something that I can make use of. I had more lifestyle stuff I needed to be working on than other people who don't have quite as many leaky gut symptoms. So that's what I have for you today on minerals. The main ones being calcium, iron, magnesium, potassium, and zinc. We are probably deficient in most of these. It's difficult to find out, difficult to test. Make an assumption that your diet needs to be clean, less processed foods, low alcohol consumption, and then start supplementing if you have all of the symptoms of a mineral deficiency. And reach out to one of us here at K2 Health if you want to talk more about mineral supplementation, if you want to talk about the DNA testing. I've got people who are doing the DNA test and they don't even care what the report says. Like, they're not interested in knowing this, that, or the other thing about the report. They just do the DNA test so that they can stop trying to guess what they need for their body and just get the nutrition and start supplementing that way. So reach out if you have any more questions about any of those things, and have a fantastic week.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listened to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.